I am Daniel White, the third president of GLM Omni Media Group, and this is episode number 140 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast, my beloved, is to help you get things done, get things done, get things done. Yesterday I gave all of you a challenge. We finished reading, by just reading one chapter a day, the book of Job, 42 chapters. And I told you, I have taught my wife and my children, because we read, we've been reading like that, the Bible, for years. And two books that we have read a lot, the book of Psalms and Proverbs. Now, in Proverbs, you have 31 chapters. We would read one a day. And I would show my family and show my children how fast time goes, because those 31 days would go very fast. And we knew that because we read, like, for example, the book of Proverbs in 31 days. So I explained to them, you need to understand that your life is going by fast, and whatever you're going to do, you need to go ahead on and do it. And I said that if you can read the Bible, one chapter of the Bible, every day, then you could read, watch this, extend it on out with God's help and God's blessings. As long as you keep doing that first, you can extend it on out. And we have some children, all of our children can read and comprehend fast, especially what they want to read. And I said, what if you, those of you who are in college, just you read one chapter also of your textbook? I tried to teach them that you can do a whole lot if you do a little bit every day. You can accomplish a whole lot if you do a little bit every day. And they saw that in how we stuck with reading the book of Proverbs or Psalms or whatever, and how fast, if we just did it once a day, how fast it would go. How time was moving on. I think today we're approaching like 100 days of reading the Bible, just one chapter a day. It doesn't seem like it. So I'm telling you, whatever you're going to do, you better go ahead and do it, because the days are flying by. I challenge you to get a project. You might be a writer of a book. You've been wanting to write a book or a memoir. You can get, today is March the 1st. Read the Bible with us every day, or read it with your family every day. And you commit to writing a chapter a day. If the book is going to be about 30 chapters, you can get it done in one month. If you're in college, read your textbook. You don't need to read my textbook. I got to go to the lectures. You're going to get your education, your real education, from that textbook. One of the biggest problems and one of the biggest wastes of time and money in college today, people buy these expensive textbooks, and they don't read them. The education, your knowledge, is in those books. And if you read the textbook, you're going to get a better grade. And some textbooks are not even 30 chapters. So if you just read a half a chapter a day, you can get it done in a month's time. Now, today, I'm going to be starting The Treasury of David. It's one of the great works of Spurgeon. And I want to read the first 30 days of that. And And so you find something you want to do. You find something you need to do. Are you trying to learn a language? Do that. Read the Bible first, pray first, and then go along with that parallel and get something else done that will benefit you, your family, or the ministry, or somebody else. And you'll be amazed at what you can accomplish in 30 days. You will be amazed. You can complete a book in 30 days if you did one chapter a day and you stuck with it. You can write a book. Okay? God may let you live to April the 1st, and you would have accomplished a whole lot if you did something once a day and you got it done. So the simple purpose of this podcast, my beloved, is to help you get things done every day so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for his glory. Beloved, in this podcast, we are going through the book, Getting Things Done, the ABCs of Time Management, by Dr. Edwin C. Bliss. Today, I will continue sharing with you some of the principles on productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination that Dr. Edwin C. Bliss talks about in his book. As we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34 says, "Take therefore no thought." Don't even take thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Only Jesus can say stuff like this, by the way. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Our Get Things Done quote for today is from Coach John Wooden. He said, "Don't mistake activity for achievement." In other words, get something done. We all have people in our lives who they just busy little bee, but they never accomplish anything. And you feel like telling them to sit down. They just move around and never get anything done. Get it done. As the gentleman says, get her done. Get her done. I love to be around people who love to get it done. Because you are a help, pardon me, and a blessing to many people when you get stuff done. You're a blessing to your family when you get things done. My daughter, Danny, has the same kind of mentality I have about getting things done. And I believe that she's even more efficient at it than I have ever been, getting things done. And she's very successful in her business and life and so forth. And you know what else she gets done? Because it's hard to send money. She sends money to this ministry every month to help us do what we do for you and to serve you. And she because she works hard all month long and all week long and every day of the month, she gets things done. She has enough money to give to God and to support the ministry here and take care of all of her needs as well. That's what happens when you get things done. Today, beloved, in the Get Things Done podcast, we are looking at dictating machines. And my son did the same thing. My oldest son, he does the same thing. does the same thing. And he's learned how to get things done. And I was hard on my son, had to be, and he sees now how it has paid off. And so he gets things done, and he has enough money left over to help his old father out in the ministry. And every month, twice a month, he sends his father some money to help in the ministry and to honor his father, because he learned to get things done. So it's important to get things done so that you can be a blessing to other people, and not only to yourself, but to others, and to help God's work on earth. I am appalled. That's the only word that does it justice. At the number of executives who write out letters and memos in longhand instead of using a dictating machine. My informal surveys taken by a show of hands at time management seminars indicate that about 60% of those who have a secretary to type their letters still use the horse and buggy system of a handwritten draft. And this book is dated, so there are many other programs now that can help you with this very easily. How archaic. Why should an executive making $80,000 to $150,000 a year or more sit with a yellow pad and a pencil writing 10 or 15 words a minute? One can dictate at 5 or 10 times that speed. And this is true, of course. In this high-tech world of modems, lasers, laptops, fax machines, scanners, and electronic mice, the most underutilized time-saving device is one that has been around for decades, the dictating machine. Why are so many executives so reluctant to dictate? Mike Fright. For one thing, they freeze up when a microphone is in their hand. Many people do freeze up, even though there may not be anybody in the room. They freeze up because that mic is there. Perfectionism, for another. They believe they must dictate sentences that will be perfect the first time out. And disorganized thinking. They don't figure out ahead of time exactly what points they want to make. And this right here is no doubt the most difficult part. Some tips that will help you overcome dictaphobia are number one, make an outline before you begin dictating. After you get the hang of it, you'll generally skip this step, but in the beginning, it helps immeasurably. Number two, dictate a draft rather than a final version. Again, you'll eventually discontinue this, at least on routine correspondence. But initially, it helps you relax, knowing that you can revise as much as you want once you see the draft. In other words, don't edit as you dictate. Just talk. Just dictate. And you can edit later. Number three, get good equipment. The best you can afford. Once you graduate from the draft procedure, you can save a lot of time by editing on the tape. The newer dictation machines permit you to make changes at the exact spot on the tape where an error occurs without erasing the rest of the recording. also helpful are such things as warning signals when you are nearing the end of the tape, an automatic backup which repeats the last few words each time you resume speaking, giving you a running start. Consider getting either a, remember now this is dated, micro cassette or mini cassette, ultra compact portable recorder which can be carried in a shirt pocket. You'll find yourself using it frequently when away from the office to make notes while driving and so forth. Number four, practice, practice, practice. This is the most important point of all. Your reluctance to use this high payoff, time-saving device will disappear as you become more comfortable with it through frequent use. And it will become as much a part of your daily routine as the telephone. He had a vision for it all. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries, is coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next episode. Now let's pray our prayer together. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of thy holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.